$5 is he gonna fuck mad? $5 is he gonna cluck mad? Say alright, people, I take a bite. $5 is he gonna fuck mad? Cause he gets stuck tonight. $5 says it ain't no luck tonight. You gon' fight for your ride, be a dyke. $5 is he gonna fuck tonight?
$5 says you're gonna fuck tonight. $5 says it's my truck tonight. Hold on tight for the ride, open wide. $5 says you're gonna fuck tonight. Look at you, you're getting fucked tonight.
Wanna bet?
How much?
I'm putting $5 on the table, baby.
Welcome back to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie Delator. I want to thank you for your patience, and I want to say, I'm back. I've missed you. Have you missed me?
Oh, yeah.
So you're listening, and you subscribe, and you really like the Body Storytelling Podcast. Well, let me tell you how to make sure it keeps going. We are supporting the podcast through Patreon. That is patreon.com. And Patreon, let's say if you've ever supported a Kickstarter is kind of like a one-night stand. Patreon is friends with benefits. We know that we can rely on you. It's a regular monthly donation that lets us know that we have money coming in for sound engineers and people recording the best quality live sound off our stage show and all the costs that are accrued. So go to patreon.com/body, spelled B-A-W-D-Y. Support us at whatever level feels good for you. And thanks in advance for helping us continue to put this podcast out and for continuing to grow. All right, y'all, let's talk about what's been going on. I want to apologize to you for starting a podcast and conking out on it. So here's what happened. I had a family member die. And you know how death kind of makes you say, what's the point? What's the point in anything? Is what I'm doing making any difference in the world? And I kind of fell into this pit of anxiety and depression and could barely get out of bed for a long time. And, you know, one of the things that will help you believe that what you're doing is important is, you know, we got in the top 10 best sex podcasts from Esquire magazine, and that felt really good. And we got in the top 10 for Up Rocks, and that felt great. And somehow, I'm not even sure how this happened, I was on tour and somebody recently contacted me and told me that we had gotten number one best sex podcast from Marie Claire magazine. And it happened 6 months ago. And somehow I never knew. And all those things make you start pulling yourself out of your hole and going, well, maybe I'm not that bad at this. Maybe I can do this. And the thing that's making the most difference, really, is the testimonials and the reviews you guys are giving me on iTunes, because knowing that this is important really, really makes a difference. Makes a difference to me. I don't know about the world, but it really, really affects me. I'm sorry, I'm crying. And the emails you guys have been sending me, telling me that, not berating me for stopping. Instead, you're going, it looks like you're taking a break. Just want to say, if it's over, thank you for the stories that you've brought into my life. And knowing that a place like Body exists, where people accept each other for who they are, has changed my life. That was a direct comment somebody made. And that made me go, all right. If storytelling is your life and your passion, then you need to pick yourself up and get back to this. Because podcasting means that y'all can have these stories all over the world, you know? You've been sending me your own stories from all over the world. And I get to know what's going on with you. And I love that. So I just wanted to say, I apologize. I want to thank you for your patience. And I'm going to do my damnedest keep it coming. My podcast producer and I have parted ways. I'm going to start working with a new podcast producer, and I'm going to be back on track. And that's going to happen. I promise that's going to happen. One thing I would like to ask from you is I would like for you to let me know what you'd like more of, or what you don't particularly love about the Body Storytelling Podcast. Because I want to get better at this. I'm not convinced I'm great yet. And if you can tell me the parts that work for you, or the parts that aren't that important, or if you have brilliant ideas, I'd love to have access to your brilliant ideas. I'm Dixie at bodystorytelling.com. Send me an email. And those reviews on iTunes, those really help. So thank you for everything. So the music in the story from this episode is from our Seattle Body Storytelling. We had trouble with the acoustics on our venue up there, the Rebar Seattle, for a long time. But recently I met what I like to call the Mormon Podcast Brothers. And they came in, they've been figuring out the soundboard, they've been figuring out the acoustics, and they've been doing a great job of recording the great stories we're getting up there. This story is from Ron Bryan. Ron Bryan was new to storytelling. I think our stage was one of the first he's been on. And I was introduced to him by Jeffrey Robert, who does a show called The Gay Uncle Time up in Seattle. And when I asked him who I should put on stage, he said, Ron is new to this, but he is gonna take to it like you're not gonna believe. And boy, was Jeffrey right. Ron got on our stage and they were on their feet giving him a standing ovation before he was even winding down from his story. This story is from Ron Bryan.
All right. It was a Thursday afternoon. It was a beautiful summer day, sunny and bright. But I was sitting in pitch darkness in my favorite seat in the Mecca Theater in downtown Tacoma. It was a venerable old legitimate cinema at one point, which had converted into a porn theater at some point. And there I was, my favorite seat. And I'd been in my seat 30 or 40 minutes and I hadn't sucked a single dick yet. I knew there were people there. I knew there were people there, the usual types that all look like Republican senators. And I knew they were there because I could hear them shuffling around in the dark, and every now and then I could hear the muffled sound of an orgasm coming from somewhere out there in the darkness. But no dick for me yet. I have my eye on this guy. He's walking around. He'll go down one aisle and across the front, and he'll come up the other aisle. He looks kind of tall and lanky. Ooh, kind of like him. Can't see much of him. He's wearing sweatpants. It's either jogging shorts or sweatpants. Those are the costumes to wear to the porn theater. He's wearing sweatpants. He's got a hoodie pulled over low. And I think I'm going to give him the wink and the nod when he comes up my aisle. So after a while, here he comes. And there's this little cat and mouse game you play, these little signals, either rejection or acceptance of your offer. And he comes up the aisle, and I give him the, how's it going? And he stops, leans against the wall, opposite side of the aisle. And I thought, all right. So I'm making an eye contact. That's the secret. Am I going to get the signal? And we do the nod. And he pulls back his hood, and it was Drake. Well, not the real Drake, but you know, Drake the rapper. This gorgeous man, this square jaw, this beautiful fade haircut, and a really fine jawline, whiskers, you know. I said, oh, please, 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 yes, please. So we did the little cat and mouse thing, and eventually he kind of sidled over. And I reached over and touched the front of his pants. He was half hard, and he said, let's do it. So pulled down his pants, and this dick flops out. It's as thick as my wrist. It's as black as night and silky. Has this wicked downward curve. And I'm all over it. A few strokes. And he gets hard. And I take it in. He moans. He does the little, you know that sound. And he takes a couple steps and he lines up square in front of me. His hands are on the back of my head. And I love it. Beautiful dick. Handsome guy. Perfect. I love this theater. And I'm enjoying it. And at one point I hear him kind of... And his knees quiver a little bit. And he pulls his dick out of my mouth and steps back. Okay, and he gives it back to me. And as he gives it back to me, he turns to the left and says, yo, come check this out. And this guy gets up, walks over, opens his pants. Now I have two dicks in front of me. Ooh. Dick to dick, dick to dick. And eventually a third guy and then a fourth guy comes over and joins us. And you know, a big boy loves a buffet. I was going from dick to dick like a bumblebee in a cock garden. And after a while, my beard and my shirt were soaked with some real sweet nectar. I do indeed love sucking cock. And I'm good at it. I come by it naturally. It's genetic. You can talk to my mom and she'll tell you herself how much she loves sucking dick. So I come by it naturally. That night in the Mecca wasn't my first night at such a theater. My first night came at the invite of a friend of mine, my friend Nelson. He's a campy old queen, old style queer, and we called him Aunt Nellie. I'm visiting Aunt Nellie, who looks like the butler from that show, Mr. Belvedere. Looks ultra groomed, black turtleneck, tweed jacket. And I was complaining, Aunt Nellie, I haven't had sex in so long. I can't find any dick. And he says, oh, honey, I know what you need to do. I'm going to take you someplace special. So we got in his car and we went to a theater. And that was the first time I went to a theater like this. They all have the same smell. They smell like bleach, ass, and cum. That's the smell in these theaters. So we go in there and he says, now go over there and have a seat and enjoy yourself. So I couldn't enjoy myself. I was a little intimidated. I was a little scared. I didn't know how you do this. How do you approach somebody? But I observed, and I was intrigued. And as soon as I could, I went back alone. And I went back, and I went back, and I went back. And eventually, I knew every single porn theater, smut shop, and glory hole between Everett, Washington, down the I-5 corridor to Portland, Oregon. So, they weren't always the fun banquet like at the Mecca Theater. One time, I was at really the sleaziest spot here in Seattle, Hollywood Video in Lake City. Upstairs, it's just your traditional smut shop with magazines and videos and sex toys. But downstairs, where the action happens, there's three or four rooms, and they're dank, and they're stinky, and they play videos that were recorded 30 years ago on 40-year-old televisions. Really seedy. And I was down there, and again, it's the cat and mouse game. There's one room that shows gay porn, one that shows straight porn, one that's got some Brazilian transsexual stuff going on. And I make my way to one of the rooms, and here's this guy. Looks like he just came from the gym. Massive pecs. Big arms. He's sitting there all spraddle-legged, man spread. I thought, yes, yes, please. I love this one. And needless to say, these places don't spend a lot on their furniture, and this place happened to have those cast resin chairs. So I go to sit next to him, and I'm working to make the eye contact. And I sit down, and that goddamn chair gives out straight to the ground. I land on my ass with such force that one of the legs flies off and hits the wall. And Mr. Muscle does this kind of thing. And he was up and out of there. Yeah, so I picked up my bruised ego and walked out. There was no dick that night. But there's been plenty of fun times. Portland, Oregon used to have a couple of fun spots. My favorite was the Oregonian Theater. I think it's still there in the Hawthorne District. And I would wander in there every now and then. So I was in there one time doing the game, and I look over, and here's this fellow. He's pretty much naked. He's got his pants pushed down to his ankles, his shirt lifted up over his chest, and he looks like a suburban daddy. He's young, curly, dirty blonde hair, and he's completely reclined in his chair, jacking off. Well, I'm going to go see how I do it with this guy, so I go over there, and there isn't a acceptance or rejection signal. So I sit down next to him. He removes his hand, thus exposing everything. Well, that's my cue. We'll hop on that thing. So I get on my knees. I'm in front of this guy, and I'm looking up his torso. You know, that blonde body hair on tan skin. You know, it's beautiful. I'm looking up his torso. Looking at his face, when all of a sudden, boop, up from behind him, in the seat behind him, pops this other fellow. And he looks like, oh, what's his name? From the Poseidon Adventure, you know. Say it again. Borgnine, yes, Ernie Borgnine. Looks like Ernest Borgnine. 5 days of silver stubble and a truck driver hat. So he gets up there, I'm sucking this guy's dick, and I'm looking up his torso at Ernie Borgnine looking down at me. He's got his elbows on the chair and his chin like this. And he starts up this running commentary. Are you sucking that dick? Do you like sucking that dick? And I'm not shy. I've sucked so many dicks in front of so many people, I just keep going. He keeps it up. Of course, I loved it. He keeps up this running documentary, and he says, oh, to me, that's prettier than a sunset. Suburban Daddy Boy seems to be passed out or not otherwise concerned with what's going on. And I started laughing. You ever laughed with a dick in your mouth? So I'm enjoying this. I'm going to keep going because this is a hot man and a good cock. I'm sucking his dick, and Ernie Borgnine says, if there's one thing I love to see, it's a master at work. And you, sir, are a master. That's right. You, sir, are a master. I think my mother would be proud. Thank you very much.
$5 because you're gonna peg with a dildo as big as a leg. Pump into the ass, let out the gas. Give it reach around, make them come too fast.
You're gonna suck that cock if your jaw don't lock. But if it does, I'm expecting one extra buck. You're gonna make him cry when you say K-bye. And you better say you're gay when he asks you why.
$5 says you'll get too attached. Come back and freak that. Claim him on TurboTax.
Not gonna happen, never happened to me. I don't think you're being wise. Think you're making up these lies. And you're betting $5, I'm not taking it light. I'll raise it right.
$10 to make a weird sound. Make a weird sound when he goes down.
All right, y'all, let's talk about live body storytelling shows, because the podcast is great, but it is nothing compared to a live show. You can listen to stories and watch them be told right there in front of your eyes. You can hold hands with the person next to you and go, oh my God, that was so moving, if they want to hold your hand. You can play bingo and you can walk up and ask them really inappropriate questions, any of the hundreds of people who are at the show, and they can ask you too. I write the bingo cards myself, so I can tell you these questions are pretty fucking inappropriate. But it's so much fun. And the questions lead to stories. So before you know it, it's not just the stories on stage. You're getting to hear stories from the people right there in the room with you. Next thing you know, they're inviting you to an orgy. So there you go. Our next show is going to be on Thursday, June 7th. It's in Seattle at the Rebar. And the theme is Didn't See It Coming. It's got some great stories in it, y'all. We've got music, we've got stories, we've got bingo, we've got community in Seattle. So come out to a live show and meet perverts just like you. Right after that, on June 21st, we'll be in San Francisco with Jackpot. Great story. Still got one spot left. So if you pitch me soon, you could be part of that show. Pitch me at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. In Seattle on July 12th, the theme is Where the Wild Things Are. So what are you thinking for that? Camping? Burning Man? Sex in nature? It's a lot of places. Wild. Just go wild. Send me a story. There's some spots left. And then on July 19th in San Francisco, brand new theme. Haven't tried this one before. The theme is transformed. Oh my God. What could we do with that? I've got my own ideas, but I really want to know what you're thinking. So if you want to be part of that show, I want you to turn on the voice memo on your phone and I want you to record a story for me, attach it to an email and send it to dixie@bodystorytelling.com. I will pick a number of storytellers, coach them, get you ready to rock the stage. So we need to start soon. Get on it as soon as you can. And right after that, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. So far, no luck finding a venue in Philadelphia. But there's a chance that since I'm coming into town for Podcast Movement, because podcasting is something I should be doing. You guys have been sending me emails for so long that I've realized this is what I need to be doing. And I'm going to Podcast Movement to get inspired and to learn how to do this better than I do. If you're there, please contact me and let's have a coffee or a cocktail and geek out on podcasting because you must like it. You're listening to one right now. There is a chance there will be a show in the Philadelphia area while I'm there, if it comes together. So go to bodystorytelling.com for tickets to any of the shows that I just mentioned and be on the lookout for a Philadelphia show. I got my fingers and toes and ditties crossed that we can pull it together. It's time to say thank you. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia, to sound engineer David Grossoff, to the person who runs our on-demand Ruben Tan, to video producer Joe Moore. Joe runs our YouTube channel and you can find videos at youtube.com/bodystorytelling. And this episode's performers, Ron Bryan, thank you for your story. And Creature Hole, thank you for the perfect music for body storytelling. And if you liked this episode, send me an email at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. Knowing that there are people out there listening makes a huge difference. And I like knowing what you think. I like knowing what you like and don't like about the episode. And I should tell you that this summer I'm going to be in the Philadelphia area in July. And I'm thinking Philadelphia and Pittsburgh maybe. And I'm also going to be in New York in September because I'm going back to Camp John Waters. So might as well do some shows while I'm out there, right? So if you're interested in that, go to our website, bodystorytelling.com, go to /subscribe and subscribe to our newsletter so that you know when we're on tour. And that way I get to meet you in person. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. Thank you so much for listening and more soon. I promise.
I'm counting out my change. There's a lot riding on this game. Should we flip a dime? We don't have much time. Come scout, you're out. If you make him shout one pout, no doubt. In the ass and out the mouth. You 6'9", me greater than or equal 3. One more, that's 4. $5 and you're going to sweep the door. bucks, says you're gonna $5, says you're gonna fuck him tonight.
Thanks.
I was going from dick to dick like a bumblebee in a cock garden. And after a while, my beard and my shirt were soaked with some real sweet nectar.